I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, joining us now is Seth Everett on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
What's up, Seth?
How you doing, Seth?
Seth, what's going on?
Happy Father's Day to you guys. I like what you said about stepfathers. It's pretty cool.
What did you do,
I thought
Seth?
About that.
Seth, what did you do?
What did I do on Father's Day?
Yeah.
Besides rip the Sunday night baseball team? No.
I love this guy, man.
That's an unwatchable broadcast. No, I visited my dad. He's in a hospital now, it wasn't a wonderful Father's Day, but my kids made it very special.
That's nice.
Good. As long as you had an enjoyable day, that's all that matters.
Well, I spent most of my day in the gym.
You did?
Yeah, they had
you
a did? Mosquito.
Oh, I have a strict no gym on Father's Day policy.
Thank you.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that they did it. They had a basketball tournament. It was Saturday and Sunday.
They had over
100. So you went and watched?
Yeah, Marquette. Yep. They had over 100 schools there.
Yep.
Sunday, I usually get out of having to take my kids to a random birthday party, provided I go to the gym.
Oh, nice.
That's not nice.
Provided.
That's a typical Sunday. That's not a Father's Day thing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So if I got some frustration, I got to say this first. I'm frustrated. I blamed it on Steve, but I'm going to try not to. After the 16-0 loss to the Marlins at home, I say anything can happen. And, of course, I look at the schedule. You're playing San Francisco. I'm thinking, now they should go beat these, just win the series. How do you explain that kind of frustration of a team that can go out and lose to a team that's in last place in their division, but play well against the teams that are in first place?
Well, because baseball, there's a scientific answer. It'll put you to sleep.
But I'm waiting for it. I need anything. Right
my now. Answer, my answer to that is, in 162 games, every team wins 60, loses 60, and it's what you do in the remaining that defines champions versus last place. So, everybody's going to win their 62 games somehow. And, that San Francisco, I had, expected them to be better. Plus, at one point, you faced the race. You're in first place. I don't care. The Cubs had a lousy weekend in L.A. That's okay. They get to beat up on the White Sox, and the Brewers have to play the Padres this week. And you're in a pennant race. I'm not overly analyzing that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you want this road trip to continue, you just want them to continue to win series. And they're playing okay. They're not turning up the heat, but they're also not playing poorly. 9 games over 500. You're one of only really 6 good teams in the whole sport. Mm. In the whole league. I didn't mean the American League. Yeah. The whole league. And to me, if you have 9 teams out of 15 that are saying, man, we need to really pick it up, and there are only 6 teams that have plans to be in the playoffs, and oh, by the way, 5 of them are making the playoffs, I'd like to be one of those 6.
Well, I would say this, then, too, Seth, then Chicago, the Cubs have got to be thinking that, they spent a lot of money and the Brewers are in first place. I think they probably feel more pressure than the Brewers.
Well, I think the Cubs have pressure on them just because of who the Cubs are right now. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are in a precarious situation in that they are starting their own TV network. Mm-hmm. They are trying to prove to sponsors or potential sponsors that their run, their quote-unquote run, is still going on. So I think they have pressure on them that no other team in the sport has right now because, a lot of teams that own their own TV networks, they're already on. This is a new thing. This is they're in uncharted territory. And, not to get all nickel and dime, but, when a network launches, when an owned network launches and it doesn't have any other sports, it really struggles. Look at the Minnesota Twins tried one. It was called Victory Sports. The Royals tried one. That mm-hmm. failed. What's happening with the Cubs is they were hoping to get one of the other pro teams there, most notably the Blackhawks, because you knew the Reinsdorf wasn't going to put
you know, the Bulls on one network and keep the White Sox on another, and the White Sox weren't going to the Cubs network. So the Blackhawks were the only team, and the Blackhawks recently signed with NBC Sports Chicago. And so now the Cubs are going to be a one-trick pony. That's a TV network in a big market that is going to have only one team. And we know how important live events are. They have nothing in the wintertime. So get ready for a lot of Cubs classics, and they're going to try to prove to everybody that they have a champion still. And that's a tough cross to bear. I believe the Chicago Cubs have more pressure on them as a franchise than all 29 other teams.
Yeah, but what about the Brewers? They're actually tied with the Cubs, or they're in front of the Cubs, depending on the day.
Those are those ignorant national shows.
And then they are right. And then whoever says it is poo-pooed and said, "Well, the Brewers don't have starting pitching. The Brewers bullpen isn't as good. Look at what the Cubs have." On paper, I can understand how people would say, "Okay, the Cubs are winning this division." But that is the exact same thing they said last year. And now we're, a year and a half into this, and it doesn't look like they're capable of running away from this team.
I have a simple answer to that. They have a guy, if your expectations for the Brewers rotation is only twice through the lineup, the Brewers have a starter that can do that every day.
Yep.
Every day. No other team can say that. It's the Buck Showalter line. He gave me this line like 6 years ago. It's a great line. How to win in the regular season, all twos, all threes, no ones, no fives. And what that means is every day you have either a two or a three as far as a starting pitcher is concerned. You don't have any ones. You don't have a bona fide. You don't have a Clayton Kershaw on that team.
Not paying anybody $25 million a year.
No. You also don't have a weak link.
Yep.
So that you feel every day you can go out. What that's conducive to is winning 95 plus ball games.
Right.
Now, does that win in the postseason?
Well, that's the thing.
Has Kershaw won a World Series?
No. Correct. Right. Well, no. The argument, and he has. The argument is when you look at shutdown in a playoff rotation, that's what the Brewers are lacking. That's, to me, not a reason not to pick them. And when you're a general manager, your job is to get there. Because the five-game series is the great crapshoot, right? Here's baseball now with its lack of pennant races. They're going to have the Dodgers and the Astros as the prohibitive favorite for both leagues to repeat as champions. Both teams have a best-of-five coming against somebody who they'll have a better record than. And they are not a given. That's why the playoff system in baseball, as much as I've been a critic of so much of their structure right now, that is their saving grace. Because I would venture a bet. You know, I live in New Jersey, so I can bet legally. So if I'm going to bet that the playoffs that the World Series rematch will not happen, and that either the Dodgers or the Astros will not get out of the first round, simply because it's a 3 out of 5 and the best team doesn't always win. And right. So that, with that logic, to break the bank, to bring in a starting pitcher, to then have the same flip of a coin in that 5-game series, I don't know that that's good business. But what you'd hope as a fan is you're healthy, you're ready, your bullpen is rested, and you can't take on that 5-game series, get to the NLCS. Just get there, and you have a good shot at the World Series.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing.
I tell people I also love your podcast. I'm a big Dark Phoenix guy. I didn't necessarily like it.
You want to talk about Dark Phoenix?
Well, I have to, because the young lady, the redhead, she was amazing.
Turner, yeah.
Yeah, she was amazing in this thing. Now, what do you – give me a – I think I got 15 seconds left. What do you think about this?
It was sad to see the franchise end that way.
Yeah.
It's a franchise that I loved. It's a franchise that I think helped define the modern superhero movie. I wish that they had ended the X-Men series with Days of Future Past and then Logan. And I thought the other two were just hangers-on. They don't make any sense. Magneto, by the way, who's played by Ian McKellen in the 2000 film, looked like he was 25. The guy was from 1945. He was in the concentration camps. And he looks like he's a spry young guy in the 90s. That movie was all kinds of flawed. And it's funny because the Dark Phoenix saga which is originally a comic book and was a great adaptation in an animated series in the 90s. If you talk about the Dark Phoenix saga, it's a classic comic book that franchise had a chance twice to tell in movie form and failed both times.
Oh, wow.
He is Seth Everett. Thanks so much for coming on. We will talk again next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. There he is, Seth Everett, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to build or to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.